in the case of Syria, when there's the destruction that is operated by the regime, there is a lot of plans of how to reconstruct it, or on the projects that will be on the places that are going to be completely erased and are going to be made as tabula rasas and then as future developments. So the architecture of the future Syria is definitely an architecture that is shaping the what is going to be Syria, you know, in the future. So for the collective memory, for people, the fact that they will not see the ancient history, or that they will not see some parts of the city, means that there's some presences of other populations, or of some populations that are being negated. So the architecture is shaping the collective memory, because of the fact that what you see is what you were, or what you are, and what you're going to be. So that's maybe how I would answer to it, in a very kind of vague way, I guess.
Well, the question of how site specificity in artistic interventions helps us understand the public sphere is already historically loaded, I think, because until the 1960s, the term was not used for artistic practice, and comes into being precisely at a moment when modernist monuments appear in public space that have no commemorative function, right? So at the moment where they lose one function, they're not monuments anymore that discuss certain events or construct history, the term site specificity becomes important as some kind of anchor to the surrounding. And I think with that, the term comes into being, but I guess site specificity was always important, and maybe we're just becoming aware at that point that interaction between people and objects always happen in a particular site that is already historically loaded, and that we always have to take into consideration what kind of experiences that interaction already contains. And the site could be an actual geographical site, but it could also be a discursive site, just about the historical layers of what happened, or demographic situation, exclusions, inclusions that happened in a particular site. And so I'm not sure site specificity helps. I think acknowledging that site specificity always plays a role by using the term is important.
Alors, j'ai parlé en fait d'un ouvrage dans ma présentation qui est en fait les Arméniens et les Saintes qui a été créé par Orlando Carlo Calimeno. Et cet ouvrage a été exposé aussi dans différentes expositions à Istanbul et aussi dans différentes villes européennes comme Paris, Londres, Genève, etc. Donc, par le biais de cette exposition, j'ai essayé de voir quelles sont les nouvelles formes qui permettent d'exprimer la mémoire qui a été étouffée en Turquie. Donc, je trouve qu'en fait, cette exposition a ouvert un débat très important dans la sphère publique, non seulement sur le sort des Arméniens de l'Empire ottoman, mais aussi la présence actuelle des Arméniens de Turquie. Et puis, par le biais en fait de ces œuvres d'art, on voit comment la mémoire en fait se transforme dans l'espace public. Et puis, j'ai essayé de voir bien sûr quelle était en fait la participation de la mémoire autrefois étouffée dans la sphère publique, non seulement chez les Arméniens, mais aussi chez d'autres acteurs sociaux dans la sphère publique.